Kurt, let's rock and roll, man. Hulk smash indeed! Welcome to FTH Beyond Marvel Strike Force Edition. Ah, I needed that, Kurt. That was so perfect. That was so perfect in your timing, man. Because there's a delay on the there's a delay when I click the file. Anyway, when even when it starts playing, there's like a 4 second delay, and that Hulk smash dropped right in before the music dropped up. I am the Rock Guy of Podcasting, Charles McFall. And the man who terrorized Facebook for about an hour last night. Damn! Yeah, you know, Sid. It is Kurt Kurstable Krampus Boutin.
Hey there, babies.
Oh, it's good to be back on the air, man. It's just life goes on. Real quick to kick this off. Community poll. And, okay, why? It didn't light up. Why light up? Not let me go through the slides here. Who are you going to vote for the next character that we can get? I'm phrasing it weird because I'm waiting for it to cycle back through. Because even though it has lights to indicate what slide it's on, you can't click on that light to make it go to that slide. So I have to wait for it to cycle through.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's
okay. So it's Green Goblin, Mordo, Blueface, and Devil Guy.
I might go Killmonger.
Killmonger's Devil Guy. There you go.
Yeah,
I like it. I like Killmonger. But we can farm Killmonger. I don't mind. But we can farm Killmonger in there. Actually, I think we can farm all.
I think we can. Yeah, at this point. So that's why, I mean, it would give me a little bit of a jump start on Killmonger. Well, I mean, I'm already trying to farm him, but it would help me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So we got the announcement of Vultures coming soon. Mysterio's actually in the whale tail section of the game right now.
Yeah, he is.
You can buy him for $50.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, I'm looking forward to my opens tonight. I'm looking forward to see how many rhinos I got to see if I need to drop a little cheddar to get a little better.
Yeah, they've got that same old, spend 99 cents to fill in your.
Well, it's $4. Spend $4 if you want to get a whole pole out of it.
One, yeah. But I've been pretty lucky with the rhino shards. I don't think I raised him another star level, but when I was opening up orbs on Monday night, it was I think I did all right. I think I did all right with him. So I've not been doing great with red stars though. So that's kind of a bummer.
I think last week I didn't pull any newbies out, which is the first in a while
for me. Yeah, I didn't either. But then I realized I've only got like four characters that I don't have red stars for. So.
Yeah, and so now it just becomes a grind of what you can get.
Exactly.
Well, there has been a major shift in Behemoth, and that is we're going to try to give Alpha a run for its money, man. I think we're doing 9-hour turnarounds on raids.
Holy basically. Crap.
I don't know if that's true. I saw the number 9-hour come up in Discord. Like, I'm missing some context here, but we are pushing – stupid hard on it. And I'm all in, man. All in. It's been good, and I've liked that. You know, we've done some 12. Sin can give me the actual timing on it, but it feels like we've done. I didn't want to use that team. We did some good turnarounds on raids.
Yeah, I know. At the last raid season, you guys were hot on our heels. You were pretty close.
Says like no. We're not doing 9-hour raids. We're doing 5-hour raids, moron. No,
yeah, 5 hours. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just you're new. When something's new, it sticks in your mind, and you jump into things a little bit faster, right? So I don't know if that's what it is that's got me. But here lately, I've been right on top of getting into raids or getting right behind where if I get on top of it, that means I set up Snorri, which, by the way, long time. You know, we have Throwback Thursdays right on Facebook. Throwback Thursday for Snorri. He's long time from the Helicare listener, and he used to come to the hang when we, for our patrons there. We had hangouts and different things, and he's in or he was at least in Iceland, I think it is.
Yeah, he's in Iceland. He actually showed up in the stream on Monday.
Nice,
and I hadn't seen him in a long time.
Well, it's a huge time difference.
Yeah.
So, but he and I share a lane on Ultimus 7, 6, whatever it is we're doing. And so typically he gets in. I don't think he realizes it's a shared lane because I got in there first and let up. And he's like tagging me. He's like, why are you in my lane, man? Like, we share it. You just normally get in early, and then I come in and clean up the top. Anyway, but the last couple of raids, I've got in and got to clean up, take out Ultimus myself a couple times now. So,
yeah, like we're at a point where we're like, it's going to sound stronger than it is, but it sounds like we kind of fight to see who can get to Ultimus first.
Yeah.
On our side. And it's just because we're finally at a point where they're all but auto. Like I still never play them auto, but it's like I could.
Yeah. And to be clear, I didn't misstate. It's Ultimus 6, and you obviously got that, and you were referring to what you don't know if it's 6. But it's Ultimus 6, where we're all kind of racing. And it's just kind of fun, right? It's just fun to have that little bit of competition. Yep. And Sin does clear it out. That team, our Strike Team 2, cleared Ultimus 6 in 9 hours.
I believe that.
So, and Darkwing says, man, back during the MAA days, I listened with a crappy Windows phone. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That one didn't work out too well for you, did it?
But, yeah.
How's your week been, Kurt?
It's been all right. I think there's been just a lot going on. I mean, I think it was Tuesday where we had Ultimus 6, 7, and Alpha going all at the same time or something like that. It was just way too much going on. Way too much going on.
Yeah, so, we've dropped a number of raid loads lately.
Yeah, and then trying to keep up with Blitz and all of that. It's been busy. It's been really busy. We just finished up a war today, and we luckily won that war. No thanks to me. I was out working most of the day, and so I only got a few attacks in, but yeah, it's been really good. It's just been really busy. Trying to think, who did I get recently? I've had Rhino for a little while. I did manage to recruit Shocker.
Oh yeah, I did too. What rank does that make? Does that mean we cleared all the? Because he was low, right? He's a 15. But we did we have to clear?
Yeah, he was 15. Yep.
I don't remember if I think I cleared. I haven't cleared all the tiers and blitz in a hot minute. But I usually land 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there. So between that and my, what's the standard we get? 16 to 50 something like that.
Something like that. I mean, yeah. So in order to get Shocker, you had to at least get the first, if it was a 14 milestone one, you had to get 13 of them.
Maybe that's what I did.
Yeah. But I managed, like this week, I got Killmonger, M'Baku, America Chavez, and Shocker.
Wow. You loaded up this week.
Yep. It was a good week. Now they're all still level one.
Oh, yeah.
Because I still have no training modules.
So Abdicab, I know it's not how you say it, says he's so mad at this game in war. Shit, I should have done that. Should have healed. Our last two wars, 2 days ago, or 2 wars ago, I should say, because I don't remember the exact time frame on the date. We were close. I thought we were going to lose it, and then some of our big dogs got in there and just took out their monsters. And then it was like, hey, if we push, if we can take out this engineering, we can win this war. And by the time I saw that, which I thought was relatively, because you know how Discord moves up pretty quickly, it was still just on the opening screen when I loaded in. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm in. And by the time I jumped in, somebody had taken out the last bridge node, and we were ahead. And so I just did a lot of smashing around. And we did. We took it down. Then this last war, we kind of walked away with it. But it is very inconsistent, isn't it?
It seems to be, at least right now. I don't know. I mean, I think if everybody's kind of winning 50% of the time, I suppose that's probably okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still not sold on the war thing. I enjoyed it initially, but it's a chore. It's just a lot of work.
I get that.
And not only, I mean, we've got some great people doing the organization end of things, but they're getting burnt out. And for everybody to be able to coordinate properly and get attacks in and all that, it's a lot of resources. I mean, just physical time for a lot of people. So I don't know. I'm helping out where I can winning some of the time.
And first off, Baloney Ninja, no, you did not miss the announcement. Because you said that, I just wanted to make the announcement. We were dealing with a little tech issue at the beginning. Sin was saying he's having a lot of anomaly detected, but Abdi says that's not what he's talking about. They win war, no problem. My issue, I think Abdi's in one of the high-end alliances, possibly even with Casino. I can't remember. I remember we talked about it. It's been a hot minute. But he says the issue is the game is crashing in the war shop for him. It's like that. I hope it's not taking your credits.
I've not seen that personally, but I have seen. I've had quite a few freezes in raid.
Maybe because I'm statistically not playing maybe as much as you guys, I haven't really seen any issues.
Mm.
And I'm playing enough to obviously get my lanes done, which seriously still needs to be your next shirt. Do your lanes. and maybe a picture of Gunny on there or something. I do my lanes. I do my tickets. I mean, sometimes it's by the hair of my chinny chin. And, you know, admittedly, sometimes I don't get the tickets in because I forget before it's midnight and whatever. But I get my lanes done, and I'm playing plenty. But I can theorize that, you know, you alpha and higher people play more. And maybe that's why you're getting more issues.
Maybe. I don't know. I actually attributed it at one point to BlueStacks. So I actually stopped using BlueStacks for a little bit. And I will say, though, I have filed a number of tickets with support. And every single time, they have reimbursed me the raid energy. So they're good about that, and they do it fairly timely, in a fairly timely manner. But just having to go through the process, it's kind of a pain in the ass, frankly.
And I go by, it's kind of like the radio world where the rule of ones, right? For every one person that calls in, there's 100 behind them that agree that aren't calling in,
right?
And the fact that we've got 2, 3, 4 people in chat saying that they're having issues. You've talked about having some freezes and issues. There's some widespread. My extrapolation of that is there's some widespread issues that I guess one of the newest patches added some bugs he didn't foresee, maybe?
Right. Maybe. It's so hard to tell because I know that they were fixing some things as well. So, yeah, I don't know. It's funny. So, because we did this last month as well, I went and took a look at the numbers for Strike Force for Android, And it is not going down.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they had for the month of June 600,000 downloads, and revenue on the Android side was $4 million.
All right.
And for the Apple side, it is interesting. Less downloads by a lot, 300K instead of 600K.
Ooh, that's a 50% drop, man.
And revenue is $5 million.
That's still better revenue than...
It's better revenue than the Android. So that's $9 million for the month of June in revenue.
I mean, it's not Pokemon Go money, but it's nothing to shake a stick at either.
Agreed. But it's... I mean, Pokemon Go, that's a different level altogether.
That's Candy Crush / Clash of Clans level.
Yeah, so comparatively, Pokemon Go for the month of June was 3 million downloads versus 600,000 for the Android version, and $23 million in revenue versus 4 million.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. Any company that's pulling in $9 million in revenue every month on a mobile game has got to be doing a happy dance.
Yeah.
They just have to be. I mean, what's interesting, because the other big game that came out late June was Harry Potter.
And the other big game that died late June was Harry Potter.
Boy, I don't know.
No, I'm sure it's still getting, I mean, it's still early, still getting solid numbers.
It got $2 million in revenue Android-wise, and Apple-wise, $3 million.
I just don't think it has legs, man.
Ooh, I disagree. I actually find myself playing it more than I'm playing Pokemon Go at this point.
Interesting. Yep.
I think it's going to have legs. And it's got its first community day this weekend.
All right.
So,
and they to line up with already. Pokemon Go having their community day.
Yep. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. But in any event, $9 million in revenue, which is up from last month for Strikeforce. If they're not making money on over $100 million in revenue per year on this mobile game, which is largely done with the exception of content add-ons, I don't know. That sounds pretty damn healthy to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's solid.
So, and I don't believe that it's all whales that are funding it either.
No, me and you've gotten to that point where we're dropping a dollar here, a dollar there. Five. And that's always, well, it's always said from the beginning, give us the minnow food, and we will still help sustain the flow.
Yep.
You know, every dollar adds up.
Yep.
And I accidentally spent $5 the other day on the wrong $5 ad.
Oh, no.
and so I didn't cancel it. You know, you could go and you know,
all right.
I'm like, you know what? I'll just spend the other $5 and get the one I actually wanted to get. That was my bad. And so they got $10 out of me. And it's because they've made better deals. They've made a better environment, economic environment to play in. I wasn't mad at it. You know?
Yep.
I mean, because not that I had a right to be mad at it. It's still my fault. I hit the wrong button. But that's not the point. People don't care about that. Like, oh, this stupid game. It took my money. And I'm going to hit. You know, oh, God. You referenced Pokemon. Well, I referenced Pokemon Go first, but you referenced Pokemon Go also. But early in the day when it came out, people were dropping $20 to get more Pokeballs. And then they decided they didn't like that game anymore. And they literally put in a ticket to get a refund for the money they spent on the game because they were dumb.
Yep.
Now, and I'm like, that's not right. My point is, Fox X has changed the environment enough that wouldn't even a thought that crossed my mind. It's like, oh, well, I gave him $5. Oh, well, I like the package I got. It just wasn't one I thought I was supposed to get. I just clicked too early. It's my bad.
Right.
And it worked out. It was all fine.
Yeah. Yep. And so what did you end up spending it on? Was it Raid or Blitz or something?
No, it's when that gold deal came out, and even you, which I know when you start talking about a deal, I need to get in there and get the deal because it's a deal. But it's like, yeah. Oh, man, blah, 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 gold for $4.99. And I'm like, cool. And about an hour later, I jumped in the game, and I'm scrolling through the offers and couldn't remember exactly what it was y'all were talking about. And so it was gold with something else. So it wasn't as many gold orbs.
Oh,
it was gold with,
okay,
with like premium orbs or something for $5, and I did it. And then I went, well, they're very specific about gold. They didn't say this other stuff. And then I went and looked at Discord and went, oh. And then there was another $4.99 offer that was a lot more gold. So I bought that too.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Yeah, I definitely didn't do the gold and premium orb one, but yeah. The $4.99 offers in general are probably fine.
Yeah, they're fairly solid, you know?
Yeah, I think the really good gold offers that we were getting, we're probably not going to get for a long time.
Right. Darkwing just made me laugh. So today I finally posted up my review for the Anchor, the Eufy security doorbell. I haven't even promoted it. I put it on Facebook on my Rock Guy page, and I put it on YouTube. And then right here in chat, Darkwing was like, everyone go watch Charles' YouTube video reviews the doorbell alarm. thanks for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's good. It's I am so happy. I am not that hard to please, you know, and I'm usually the one, and you guys heard it listening to the show, watching the show. You guys heard from the early days where, you know, Ibit was on and he was kind of, rightfully so, he's not wrong, but he's kind of poo-poo on the game. Klotz being the, for lack of better words, the economist of the network.
Yeah.
He was ripping apart the economy before he left the game. And I'm like, but it's beautiful. It's fun. But even I was like, if they don't change these offers, this game's going to die. And they changed the offers. And I'm
they
so
really
happy
have.
About that. So happy about that.
Yep. So Sen Raven was asking about the Red Star offers. There's going to be some Red Star sales coming for one day. I don't know when it's going to start, though. But it's they labeled them. We got it in game email today.
Yeah, I flipped through that today. Yep.
Yeah, Red Star Orb Bundle, Red Star Mega Bundle, Red Star Bundle, Red Star Super Bundle, Red Star Orb Pack. And maximum number of purchases on all four will guarantee one Elite Four Star Orb. Well, I say the hell with that, but... I don't, and then there's going to be a Red Star draft offer.
That's what, like a 2, 3, or 4, typically.
Yeah, we'll see. Probably that'd be my guess, and because that'll be purchasable with power cores. My guess is unless they completely screw the pooch on it, it's going to end up being 900 cores, and you get 2, 3, or 4. Would be my guess.
That's about average, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I just saw the
God
same thing.
God damn it. And skip it. And say, as we're saying it, he's spelling it out in the chat room. God damn it. You know, Nicole, you took like 2 weeks off. Everything was peaceful. You come back and you got to bring your sloppy ass boyfriend with you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, come on, man. Have some respect there, bud. Yeah. But Sin Raven said someone was streaming the Galaxy of Heroes last night, and it's like, it is ugly visually from this. It's way ugly compared to this. And from what I've been told from people who actually played it up until a few months ago, the whole economic system and everything is just ugly as well.
I mean, it did come out earlier. So, I mean, there is that from the aesthetics end of things.
Damn! Nicole's yelling at me like, clean it up, Nicole.
I know.
Figure it out.
So anyhow, otherwise there really hasn't been a lot of like data mine secrecy stuff It's all been pretty transparent at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty solid. Did you see that shit, excuse me, just type something distracted me. Oh, did you see on I think it was on Instagram is where I saw it, that Shield Medic was talking about Shark Week and they played in the Shark Week's going on this week on Discovery Channel.
So they basically in the I think it's the same thing. The in-game email talked about team up tales, which I think has to do with the Shield Medic welcoming Mysterio to Strike Force. So it might be all the same type of thing.
It might be. So 6 steps to swim in the ocean and avoid sharks. And I don't remember what it is, funny as crap, but the last one was, So just don't swim in the ocean. that was his response. Was basically, and it's like venom plus sharks means no one's safe. And that was kind of a scary thought.
Great.
So I like when games branch out and they reach on the means. I mean, seriously though, where's my Shield Medic trying to raid Area 51 meme? You know.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
That'd be spot on. Mysterio, I don't know. You could do something with Mysterio and his hallucinations.
It's right up there with Mysterio doing the face app thing.
Yeah. Oh, R. Sylvester recruited Mysterio today.
Oh, boy. Somebody's spending money.
Good on you. Good on you, man. You know what, though? We can't argue. He's bought like all of our T-shirts. He supports us on patreon.com/FTHBeyond. Yeah, yep. Nice little plug there. He's still the bit boss here in the chat.
He is still the bit boss. Yep.
You know what, Sylvester? You go, girl. You buy Mysterio because that's going to keep this game rolling. And I need somebody to keep this game rolling, so I keep playing it.
Yep. So. Yep. No, he's great. He's great.
I'm trying to do my lanes. I'm going to get to my orb openings here soon. You know what? Speaking of Patreon, you said we had two new. I know you talked about it Monday, but I'd like a chance to say thank you. Who are the new patrons this week?
All right. So this week we've got, just because I don't remember who's new.
Just take them all.
I am. So we've got Anthony L., Christopher T., Luke J., Matt. Or Matthew S., Roger S., and Tony G.
Is Tony G the knockoff version of the sexy slow jazz master, Kenny?
No.
Okay.
He's not. But it was a nice surprise. We also have a non-paying follower?
I didn't know that was a thing, but that's interesting.
I guess that's a thing. I'm not sure. But there's a Mike C that's listed as a follower. And
sure. I'll take it. That's cool.
Yeah. But thank you to all the patrons. Helps quite a bit.
Yes. And I'm gonna get everything caught up here. Weekends are my move everything from Twitch to YouTube and update Patreon and all that jazz day. And obviously this past weekend I was at Atlanta Comic Con. So
and how'd that go for you?
It went really, really well. Anybody who follows the stuff that I do, they're hearing the same stories over and over because I'm excited. But I actually had a really good talk with David Henry, who is a kid from he's not a kid anymore, but he was a kid on Wizards of Waverly Place on the Disney Channel.
He played the brother, right?
Yep. Yes, he did. And then he's the son on How I Met Your Mother on the couch. And
oh, right. Yeah, on the couch. Yep.
Yeah. And we just had a really good talk. And it was cool. I actually ran into him later and we talked some more. But it was stuff relating to some possible business ventures maybe coming up later.
Ooh.
Nothing insane. I mean, not like I'm working with him. He just gave me some advice on some stuff I asked him about, you know, being in the field. But he was really cool. He was real, and he was the one. And I guess I harp on it the most because out of the three panels, the major panels I did, he's what I thought I would relate to the least because he's a Disney kid.
Sure.
But it was fun. Sean Schimmel, voice of Goku on Dragon Ball Z.
Yep.
He's quite hyper and little bit of an asshole, but a lot of fun. He's not afraid just to say what he wants and doesn't want. And
right.
That was cool. And then the highlight of my weekend was Adam Baldwin, Jane from Sovereignty.
Yeah. So wait, yeah. Did you interview him or?
Yeah. I moderated his panel.
I didn't realize that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes. So all three of these, I moderated their panel. So we did a whole hour together at the table and, yes, he is huge. We look eye to eye just about.
I was going to say he's a tall boy.
Yeah. He was super cool. And it's funny. I shot this picture to the execs on that day. So he comes in. Most people, when we moderate, most people don't show up till maybe 5 minutes before their panel. And you just give them a quick rundown on here's my thoughts. What are your thoughts? Let's co-create, blah, blah, blah. And they love that because so many times they just get brought on the stage and, okay, we're going to whatever. You know, it might be a horrible moderator, might be good. So Tony and I both have our style of we try to meet them. We do our research, and everything we do is a show. So there's never dead space. You never have to worry about questions. We're going to talk, warm the crowd up, this and that and the other. And he shows up. Adam shows up 15, almost 20 minutes really before his panel. And I introduced myself, and we were talking about how it's going to go, and I gave him the rundown. He's like, "Oh, no, let's try this, and I'd rather do that." Okay, cool. What, it's your show, man. I'm just here to make you look good and keep the bad questions away from you. And this next, all right, cool. And I said, he said, he was like, "Huh, so we're just going to sit here, I guess." And I was like, "Well, we can go on stage if you want." He's no, let's wait. And it happened to me that the secret doors that get you backstage backed right up to the con floor, which had at right there by the doors arcade, actual full-size arcade units that were free to play. Because screw it, man, I'm gonna play some video games. And out the door he goes, and out the door his handler chases him, and I got a picture because I'm more professional, right? I don't like, oh, let's get a selfie, whatever. Because I just they're there to make money doing that. If I'm gonna get a selfie, I'll go pay them, be respectful. But I did take a picture of him playing Galaga, I think it was. In the middle of everybody, nobody recognizes him, and I'm sitting there holding the door open so he can come back in before it locks. And like, I had to. Yeah, I had to take a picture. It's fun, but he had some great stories. He was a lot of fun to interview and talk to.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like he'd be a pretty good guy.
Oh yeah. No, he is. He is. He's actually. I brought this up to him on stage. Is that? I was like, it came up naturally, and I've been thinking about it. It's like, your characters, your typecasting is grunting and angry, but you laugh a lot. You actually enjoy talking to people. And I understand acting and I understand typecasting, but damn, dude, would you not want to be in a rom-com or something? And he had some really cool answers. And I'm not telling you what the answers are because I got all the video and I'm getting it tuned up so it sounds better. We're going to put it up on YouTube and Facebook and everybody can watch the interview.
So very cool.
And then Baloney Ninja just reminded me, AIM rework. AIM rework is coming.
Yeah, great.
You know what that means.
That means I have to spend money.
You
really
gotta buy the bananas.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
You're just so disappointed. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not excited. I am not excited. I mean, it'll be good to have them worthwhile, I suppose. But I don't know. Can we get MODOK out of it or something?
I know, right? And there's a possibility of that, right? There's a possibility. And that's the thing. When they redid Creed, we already had Ronan, but everybody hated Ronan.
Yeah.
So Ronan got the rework to be the big name to lead that crew, and it worked.
Yeah, except he's really not the big name anymore. I mean, Minerva's really where it's at.
Yeah, but I don't know that was their intent, but that's absolutely. Yeah, and they absolutely made him worthwhile. So it's possible we might get MODOK. And Darkwing says, remember to farm bio. I don't know why, but that's what Casino said. So
farm bio.
Which I think I've got a pretty tight bio team anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what I've got for bio. Just because I haven't been paying much attention to that, but let's see. My bio team. Oh, yeah. So my bio team is basically defenders.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, that's why I said I have a strong bio. I mean, at first I was working Avengers, which is 90% bio. If not, I mean, you got some others in there, but my core was the five you see on my screen when I play Avengers.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, I've got the defenders. Then probably a few more outside of that.
Yeah, I mean, so my top five bio are Spider-Man, Luke Cage, Captain America, Jessica Jones, and Drax. So.
Yeah, let's see. Oh, go away. $20 for whatever that orb is. I don't know. Bio. Okay, they're hard. Like, there's no way Green Goblin's in my top. All right, so it's Groot, Drax, Luke Cage, Hulk, and Daredevil are my top bio.
Yeah.
And everybody else is very, very close. So, yeah. I'm not sweating it.
So, is there any team that you're working on specifically at this point?
Fear the Darkness team, which is Midgard. That's specifically that and Spider-Verse because so then I can work on Wakanda because to get the last special piece for Wakanda I have to have my Spider-Verse up to five.
Gotcha. I mean I worked on my Spider-Verse for a little while to get them. They're now in the rotation for me for Blitz. The problem is, I think I'm still not using Carnage.
I throw him into War a whole lot, just because he looks cool, and he's only like mid level for me, so I'll put in like Gamora. Right, that's my cornerstone. I think she can take down this whole team by herself, but just in case, let's throw some mid level people around her. So I'll throw in. Psylocke because she looks cool and Carnage, but seriously using him, I haven't really been seriously using him yet.
Yeah, so he's at level 47 for me right now, and the rest of my Spider-Verse, I've got Spider-Man at 70, Miles at 65, I got Green Goblin at 50, Venom at 55. And then I've been subbing in Daredevil as my fifth. Deadpool as my fifth, just to kind of round out the team. And it works pretty well. But I really got to get Carnage up to speed.
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me see what my Spider-Verse is real quick. And I'm working on, that's why Green Goblin is hearted, because I am working, well, that's Spider-Verse, but I'm working on, it threw me off when I saw Green Goblin, Loki and Hand Assassin. I'm trying to finish off that seventh star by September for Dark Phoenix. And then it's about building those teams. That's when we'll start having those patron-only episodes with Skippy on talk about building the team.
Yeah. There was also some talk of they've been talking about wanting to do a call-in show as well, which might not be a bad idea.
We can actually do that right through Zoom. We can give out the phone number.
Exactly.
To call in. I'm down. Maybe if we get it together and get actual reward tiers, that's how we kick it off. Is a call-in show.
And Sen is saying that he'll call now just to yell at people. Nice.
Uh, I want to hear that accent of Sins going,
"God damn it, Rock God, you didn't get your lanes in."
I can't do Sin's voice, so that was my Jonah Jameson has to take a dump voice, I guess, is what that was. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't listened to you enough to get your accent. Woo, damn! Spill 25 Minerva. So happy. I saw that announcement last week that she's in these premium orbs. Looking forward to this week. Got it, man. 25.
Yep, that's great.
Now give me about 400 more and I'm solid.
No kidding. Yeah, because you definitely want her for the Fear of the Darkness.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, that's my girl. Yeah, I remember Doom and MAA too. That was so cool, actually. It's a cool mechanism. It worked pretty funly. That's not a real word, but where no. Doom only played by himself. That was it was just kind of cool mechanic. And it would work here because you know, in war, you get that of that the weaker teams you can throw in. I've got three tanks. I know they're not technically all tanks, but just mowing down the opposition. That's, of course, Hulk, who is truly a tank. Drax, who's truly a tank. And then Gamora. Those are my three mean green ready to go in. And the second I see anybody under 100K, they get one of those guys.
Right.
And then if I have to, because each one of those is around 46 to 50K by themselves, I think. Maybe exaggerating my numbers a little bit, but not on purpose. They're not right here. Let's see. Okay, 47,000 for Hulk, 48,000 for Drax, 46 for Gamora. So, yeah, if it's above that, then I'll start grabbing those middle tiers. Just kind of say, I think you can take them down because it's a collective 80,000, where my single is almost 50,000. Right. But what's gotten me before is I've lost on time because they stunned Drax. And I couldn't get him out of stun. So they didn't beat me. The clock did.
Yep. Yeah, I always take in two people now just to be on the safe side.
Yeah. Let's see. I just got two Red Star Mantis. Nice.
Nice.
I upped my stars on Iron Fist to 3. So very cool.
So do you have enough to get an elite anything yet?
No, I only have 2,000 towards the 4. So it's going to be a minute. But, hey, I got to get my energy, don't I? Supplies restocked. Oh, I got my energy already. Ugh. I hate when I log in this late in the game, in the day, and I still have things to do on my daily. It's like when you haven't taken a shower for 3 days. Like, God, I'm so tired, but I need to get clean. That's how I feel every time I see. When it's not before lunch and I see I still have dailies, I just feel dirty. Hate it.
Yeah, well, you can always take a shower.
And, of course, my boy lands in 2 days. Nick Fury, I'm ready.
Yeah?
I am so ready. Stop. Get off of that. Tier 5, and here we go. Yep, Kree Royal Guard, 7 stars, 2 reds. Kree Cyborg, 5 stars, 4 reds. Kree Reaper, 5 stars, 2 reds. Kree Oracle, 5 stars, 3 reds. And Kree Noble, 5 stars, 3 reds. I am ready to unlock the Fury.
Oh, so you don't have them at all yet?
No, I don't have them at all. Okay, this is my day.
Yep. I ended up getting Fury and Star-Lord like in the same month because they had back-to-back events. And
you were right there on it.
I just happened to be ready. Yep.
Yeah. I'll be ready. No? All right.
Yeah. Yeah. All of that.
All right. Civil Disorder. 6 pulls. Let's see what we got. Need some of those purples. No, you guys disappointed me. Give me some oranges. I got scurvy, man. I need them oranges. Come on. Darkwing will have a 7-star Nick this time around. Oh, why so stingy with the fruit? All right, there we go. I got a 14 purple. That helps.
There you go.
That helps. I pushed so hard, too. That's a 16. Nice. I spent a decent amount of course on Rhino's refreshes. All right, so I need to spend $4 for one more pull. Let me see how close I am to starring this full up. Because one more pull, the worst is 3. The best so far we've seen is 18.
So what do you have for shards left before you buy that?
0. I literally somehow lined up just right till I got it down to 0. So I'd have to do a full $4.
I just bought one because I was at 1500. So
yeah, it's weird sometimes. Every once in a while, it just falls just right. 79 out of 80. Oh, you know,
Hold on. That's how they get you.
That's how they get me. Now I gotta go into my phone game because I don't have any money set on Google. So close. Where's my game? It might log me out of the stream, but you guys just got to suck it for a second because I gotta put some money in this. And you, because you. Wait, do you have an Android phone or do you have a...
I do. Okay. I do. What'll happen is if I
log in... So you have your Google account already connected.
I'll get exactly what just happened, which is anomaly detected.
Of course. But you have a... What I'm saying is you already have a Google, so you probably have fun. Like, with my app, I have an iPhone. So with my account, I already have funds and stuff set up on my Apple side.
Oh, right.
Everything. That's all I'm saying. And that's why I don't do it through BlueStacks. I don't have anything set up on Google.
In fact, what I do, and this is actually a piece of advice to a lot of Android users, you can sign up for Google Rewards, which what they'll do is they'll send you a survey every now and then. And if you answer the survey, you'll earn anything from like 10 cents up to $1 for completing the survey. And it's not a lot of money, but the cool thing is, it gets added to your Google Play credit. And so if you make a purchase in game, it'll take that from that first. So you don't have to spend real cash.
Whoa. You just, whoo. Okay, y'all can't see this on the screen, but I literally had the civil disorder thing. I bought one and I saw it change over to 3 and it said, hey, you got 500, rhino balls. And I went to hit it again, but it shifted to the top, and it's the $50 order for Mysterio. It's like, whoa, back the hell up, Mysterio.
Yeah, don't do that.
No. Personal space, Jake. Personal space. And Incineraven says, also, if you're going through the Amazon store instead of regular store, you can buy Amazon coins, which are usually discounted, and use those for purchases.
Oh, interesting. Cool. I've not done that.
Now, I explained that a little bit more. I am not aware of how to go through the Amazon store, because I saw that they teamed up with Casino, and you could get discounted Amazon coins through his link or whatever for Prime Day or something.
Yeah, so, like, I've got a Kindle Fire HD, and so I've got the – the thing with the Kindle is, unless you do a workaround, you kind of use the Kindle store to download your apps.
Yeah, kids have Kindles, so yeah.
Right, and so that's I think what Sen's talking about. I don't know a way to do that through a regular Android device, but I know that if you were to do that through your Kindle, then yeah, you could probably use Amazon. And he's saying for phones, you can just go and download the Amazon Store APK. Okay. So it's a little bit of a workaround on that.
Okay.
But, yeah, whatever can save you money, man.
Yeah, man.
Of course, if it goes against the terms of service and somebody's account ends up getting suspended for some reason, Sen Raven, who knows what could possibly happen? You might have to start from scratch again. I mean, if you get caught,
you're so damn salty that y'all lost him and I got him. And Sen Raven, I don't give a shit. You've got to start at 1. We will hold you a spot in Behemoth and you just burn your way back up like you did.
So to be fair, we when Sen had to quit, or whoever I'm talking about had to quit and start from scratch, we did tell him that he would have a place in the alliance,
and I made a better offer. So
Yeah, or something like that.
I'm glad it was just one, because sure enough, I got the shittiest pull. It was two on one side and one on the other. And the hand, I wasn't a bad hand in the middle. But, yeah, spent $4 to get three. But one is what I needed. So I'm doing it. I did it. So nice. 4 stars, which is not quite good enough for Spider-Verse, but I'm happy. I went from 0 to 4 stars with 3 of those being red. I'm good. I am solid with Rhino. I'm very happy there. So
yeah, no, that's very great.
What about the letter that said it came in this morning or yesterday that said these daily milestones are going to get harder for a hot minute? But it made it sound temporary, like for a short time they're going to get harder, but then you're going to get a new character out of it and better rewards.
And more results. More rewards. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see how it all works out. What I am a little worried about is we had a set of milestones, an alliance milestone that happened a couple of months ago that was ridiculous. And like it was yes, nearly impossible to gain anything on them. And to the point where people just stop trying. And so I'm hoping it doesn't turn into that.
Let's see. Oh, since shots fired back, we're currently 899 on the raid leaderboard. Where are you guys?
I'll tell you after I finish my fight, because I don't know off the top of my head.
And JT says, do you guys think Mysterio is good? And the only person I know is qualified to answer that is our Sylvester right now.
Yeah, if he's played with him.
Yeah, because he did just recruit him, but he might not have played with him. I think every character looks awesome, and that's basically where I start, because I'm very surfacely judgmental that way. I don't know. It's. I don't watch the. You know, they'll put out the video of the character, and you can watch them kind of do their thing. I don't really watch it because it doesn't tell me anything about the game, like how it's going to actually play. Our Sylvester says I like him. And Darkwing says we're getting Mysterio and milestones.
Yeah, in those special milestones, yeah. Sen had asked about where we're at raid season-wise. There, Behemoth is, what, $8.99?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we're at $7.50 right now.
Oh, shibby. We're coming for you. Can you see Prometheus in yours? Or is anybody here in the chat room? Because I always forget who's in what alliance. Is anybody in the chat room in Prometheus?
Let me see. If I can see him, I just don't know if I can or not.
Sin says he couldn't see Prometheus in R. Because you get a range, right? They kind of put you in the middle of the screen, and you can scroll up and down. So I'm wondering. Man, that's okay. Okay, while you're looking that up, Fox next. You need to hook people up, because I know we are not the only alliance that has multiple alliances under its brand. I know it's not just YouTubers. And I guess it could be, but I feel like it's not just YouTubers and podcasters who do that. Give us a commander alliance, right? Where you have the main one and then the other alliances can fall underneath it. And they still run the same way. They still run the exact same way. We can just see the stats and possibly even go in and kick the leader, because that happens every once in a while. It's only happened twice, maybe once or twice for us. I know once, but maybe twice. Where the leader just bailed and nobody could get a hold of him, and that's a bad place to be.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, no question.
We need a commander level. Okay, Kurt, what'd you
find? Yeah, I was just going to say I can't see Prometheus, and I can go till 802 is what it looks like.
Okay.
So yeah, all I know is a lot of our alliances are doing great, and we're moving forward, and that's all we can hope for.
Now this statement makes me want to kind of take a dive, if you will. Skippy says, "Send to balance out the smack talk, I'll stay around until Behemoth beats Alpha." Like, that indicates that if we win Alpha, you leave. I don't want you to leave. So I might not do my lanes for a while, Sin. I'm just saying, if Skippy's going to leave, if we win.
Skippy is alpha at heart.
Yeah, he is. He is. Tank, yeah, let's say it's like tank the season. Oh, man. God, man, it's a good time to be in the game. It just is.
I agree. We actually had just had so Skippy stepped in to help out Alpha while we were recruiting, and so we just filled in a new player, and it appears to be a woman, which is pretty rare in our alliances. So that's pretty cool. And she
that is super excited. Awesome.
Yeah, she seems to be pretty excited to be helping out and moving forward. So,
yeah, man, it's okay. It's sad. It is truly sad that it is rare that in games like this that can get caustic. Period. That to be at the level that you can recruit her for Alpha, because Alpha is power level. Requirement is a notch or two above what Behemoth is requiring. And we're no slouches. I mean, I'm the filthy casual, and I hold my own in the middle of that thing. And actually, I'm not – in this game, I'm not the filthy casual at all. I actually fight hard. And Nicole? No, yeah. Nicole's been one of the few females around in our alliance. And we're saying, though, we're not dissing on you, Nicole. We're saying it's sad that it's rare that right. women are playing, much less – are playing enough to be in good alliances. And I do consider what we do good alliances, you know, all the way around. But that's awesome, man. That is really, really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Nicole, I mean, you play a great role in the alliance as well as in the streaming community. So we appreciate you.
Right, Kiwis. A woman. Calm down, fellas. Calm down.
Yeah.
So, that's cool. I'm down to opening the crap now. I guess some prequels, but obviously my main thing tonight was Rhino. As soon as I get Fury, let me see. Because I've been hoarding my chips, and the math people here can help me out. Okay, so on the screen you can see how many XP chips I have. I've got 122 orange, 215 purple, just over 3 grand in the blue, and 2 grand in the green. I'm going to take Nick Fury from 0 to 70, and then I'm going to try to hold on to enough to take Magneto from 0 to 70, and then back into my mind maybe. Then I got to get my X-Men team ready to get Dark Phoenix. But how much do I need to hold on to get two characters from 0 to 70? And
I could be completely wrong, but I don't think you have enough.
Do you take one from 0 to 70?
You might have enough to take one, but I don't know the actual calculation. Do you have anybody sitting at level 1 right now?
Oh, that's a good idea. I do. That's a great idea. I just want to see Mysterio. Oh my god, that was weird. He takes the helmet off and there's no helmet, so it's like he removed his head. I just wanted to see it. Level 1 Shocker right there. All right, train to 70. That would take it would take all of my big ones. So I could go to 0 to 70, but I couldn't do two of them. I can do one of them, 0 to 70.
Okay, so you can do one.
Yeah. As the gold's no issue. I've got 35.1 million gold, so that's fine. The chips are, if you're following the math, because I've got up on the screen here, the orange, it takes all 122 orange, all 215 purple, 1,000 of the blue, and 2 green. And that will leave me 2,000 blue, 2,000 green.
Which is nothing.
Which is basically nothing. So... yeah, I'm going to just have to just keep on my focus on Fury's next, then Magneto, because I have those teams ready. The Fury team is mostly high-end, start-up, leveled-up, powered-up characters just because I've had them the longest. And you have those days where, like, screw it. Well, I don't know about everybody else. I have those days where I'm like, screw it. I got to clear these red dots off. So I'll level somebody up, and I'll do this and that, and clear off the green pluses as well. So you have to level them to get those pluses in place and those kind of things. Sinraven Minerva just did a revive and revive Star-Lord Seth Thanos. Oh, I know. I know, man. It's a weird order sometimes. Speaking of mini, where is my Minerva? So I can see. Oh, I'm still only at 68 out of 130, so it's going to be a hot minute. But, man, at 4 stars, she's still a boss.
Yep, she's great.
She is phenomenal. Oh, I guess it's about that time. Is there anything else we're missing?
I can't think of it. We just got. There's a lot going on, but it's all pretty much there. It's all pretty much there, and I think we talked about pretty much everything.
So lots of fun, everybody. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us the support here on Twitch, where you subscribe with those free Prime tokens for Prime Day and Twitch Prime and all that jazz. And you know what? I just totally lost the smooth transition that was going to be awesome. But, you know, in the ham-fisted tradition of my transitions, I would give you a reason to be a bit boss again. We've got those sound effects up there. And, you know, you throw a buck at it and you can play some cool sound effects. And I might have to put 50 cents on the Hulk Smash because it's a cool one. People like hitting it. But it's fun. Be a part of the show.
Wow.
So yeah, I would give you so I thought I adjusted that volume. So it's so loud. I love it. It's so long. Oh, man. But, yeah, thank you, Sylvester. That's what we're talking about. So, and absolutely, holy crap, it is so long. It's like the whole 3-minute score from the movie.
I'm bargaining at twice the price. Still going. That's great.
And there's nothing we can do to cut it off. Oh, man. I feel like we're going through the credit scene, the end credits of Endgame, you know?
Nicole said you turned me down as well.
I know, because they're on the same channel.
That song is so loud.
I know. Still going! Oh my god!
Who put this thing here? Oh, I wonder.
Holy cow!
Oh, that didn't interrupt it.
No, it didn't. That, by the way, was the most epic way to end the show, R. Sylvester. That was phenomenal. I do need to get into the settings to see if we can't tune that back a little bit. But wow. Thanks. So, you know what? That's awesome. That was the most fun I've had all night, I think. All right, so we're gonna get out of here. So, Kurt, where can they find you, man?
All over the place, but primarily on Twitter at VO by Kurt. And rumor has it, and I need to figure out which channel I'm going to do it on, but rumor has it that tomorrow evening I might be streaming Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3.
What?
The Dark Order.
What?
Yep.
What? Yep. You sprung for the bit rates, huh?
We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, I pre-ordered it. Should be coming tomorrow, and we'll see.
Maybe you should tag in with Sen. He says he's got it.
Yeah, Sen, let's talk tomorrow. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and you guys can dual stream. You can go on his side. You know?
Yeah.
So cool. I definitely was eyeballing. My wife actually goes, oh, isn't this like the game you played before on because I actually played Ultimate Alliance 2 way before we first got married. And then she knows Marvel Ultimate Alliance. She kind of vaguely remembered it was called something Alliance. And she was going to get it for me. I was like, I really need to hear from two people before that happens. I need to hear from Bill of Run Jump Stomp, since he's like a pro fashion owl at the Switch stuff. And Phil, man, who dives in, because I've just heard the bit rates get funky and too much.
Well, that's that. I did too, but I choose to believe it'll figure it out. And I saw, Sen Raven is right. Chewburger was streaming it today, which pissed me off because I didn't think anybody was going to have it today. But I actually watched a little bit of his stream as well, and it looked great. So
awesome, we'll man, awesome. All right, everybody, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for hanging out. Clot, man, I wish you weren't so awkward, bud. And we'll catch everybody next week.